So a little bit about Plutonium Disposition Project. You asked the question, Rick, and I'll just jump right to that question. So we're on target for this summer to move our have our first shipment from SRS all the way out to WIP. I can't get more specific than saying summer in this environment. It's something we can have in a OUO type room, have the discussion, but right now it's in summer. Obviously, with our nuclear security posture right now across our country and national security, best we can talk about right now is we are forecasted for this summer. Okay. Rick, am I going too fast?
No, sir, you're fine, you're scheduled.
All right. So I do want to talk about, so FY22, we're doing the long lead procurements, and this is our goal to get to FY28. So that's when the project will be complete, and we're able to do the high volume of dilute operations will really begin then. But that's where we have a lot of energy on getting to FY28. I think Stuart may talk a little bit more about that. And that's a really, as I mentioned, this is a close partnership between SRNS, DOE-EM, and NNSA. So, a little bit about tritium. I talked about this. It's an isotope of hydrogen. It's what we need for our nuclear weapons, make them do what they need to do. So this is the only place in the nation for extracting, recycling, purifying, and reloading tritium. We also do other, this facility can also do other things. They can make tritium for neutron detectors too. As a health, I'm a health physicist by education. I find that really exciting and neat, but I'll bore you guys with my part of that. I like that a lot. So tritium finishing plant, this is where tritium finishing facility. So this is our next future of our tritium operation. So I spent the last year, this probably about a month into my job, I really got into this. This is something that we need to have here at Savannah River. Our facilities are old. We need to invest in our infrastructure. I'm happy to see that the FY23 budget includes infrastructure. And so we are expected to have this come online FY31. We received our CD1 approval. A lot of good activity right now, a lot of energy right now. Our NA10, which is the administrator for weapon modernization and such, is also equally as excited about this tritium finishing facility. Big part of this too, as we get ready to, this will be state of the art. And so we need to keep it going. And I just ask for your all's continued support. If you ever hear that, say, yeah, I got to do this. You know, this is one of the best things we have here in Savannah River. These folks here know how to produce, operate, manufacture tritium. And you know what? That also lends into the same work ethic and work behavior that our region has and why we are one of the best locations in the country to do 50 pits per year of plutonium. It's that same mental attitude, that same I can do attitude that I firmly believe will enable us to be really good at plutonium production. So what does this mean for the local community? As you know, NNSA is an enduring mission. It's ongoing, at least 50 more years. The SRPD project is our ability to remove surplus plutonium from the state of South Carolina. As you know, there's a commitment to do that, but it's also the right thing to do. And also, we'll be having our first shipment date right on track. And then TFF, the tritium finishing facility, enhances our ability to continue our central mission that started all here and keep us going into the future and replace those old 1950s buildings that our team so eloquently can operate. And it's pretty amazing. So sometime I would love to have you guys tour those facilities and see enthusiasm and excited organization right now. You know, they had record-breaking tritium extractions last year. They're on the way to do it again. We're planning a big outage in 2025. It's neat to see it, you know, because the previous years have been slow, and to see a workforce who's excited about it. And we have a young generation in there too, so it's pretty neat. All right, that concludes my presentation. I think I sped through it quicker than 20 minutes, Rick, but I would like to answer any questions you guys may have.
Folks, questions? I've got a couple of,
sure,
always to,
yeah,
ask. So What is your target anticipated number of cycles for tritium this year?
We do. It's three.
Now, how many did you do last year?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Am I going too far, Brian?
That's right.
Okay. No, I was talking about classified space. I'm fine, right? Okay.
And do you, if you get the new facilities that you're talking about, hopefully you do, do you see any issues with regards to kind of up the line at TVA or with Westinghouse, and they contribute to the TV bars and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any consideration of whether or not they will meet your higher demand, or any problems with that process?
So that's a really good question, and that is actually was one of the questions that I personally did ask, but somebody else did ask in the room that I was in. As we work to increase that, the ramping up, it's important to we continue to work with Westinghouse and work with TVA to do that. All indications are it's not going to be a problem. They're actually excited to do that for us, so it's not going to be a critical path, if you will.
And are we still sponsoring some people out of Atlanta? There's a crew out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you let them come home or not.
We sure do. I took a little peek at Stuart's slides. I know Stuart's going to share that, but I was talking to the administrator last week in Washington, D.C., 2 weeks ago, and we have a team that goes out to LANL quite a bit, not only for information gathering, but also for expertise and advice in conduct of ops, operations, that nuclear model. So, LANL is a national laboratory. We are a production facility.